Glad to have on the KSRO live line Virgil Teague, one of the original organizers of the St. Paddy's Day Parade in Healdsburg. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So it's the day before, and of course, with a name like Teague, I know you'll be celebrating in earnest. How did this all get started in Healdsburg?
Well, you know, Pat, tomorrow will be our 23rd parade, and in 1995 is when I retired, and I'm sitting down in that St. Paddy's Day morning of 1995 talking to Bobby Carroll, an old-time bartender in the area. He used to have the Bamboo Room in Santa Rosa years ago.
Yeah.
Him and Grady were great friends.
Oh, boy.
And I'm sitting down, it's kind of dull out, and I says, you know, at St. Paddy's, we ought to have a parade, Bobby. And Bobby says, you know what, Virgil? Let's don't and say we did. And I says, well, we got to make it look like a parade. And he says, so we grabbed our drinks and walked out the door and went 20 feet one way or the other, those swinging doors at the B, and back the other way, and came back in and sat down. And when everybody came in, we lied to them that day. We told them we had a hell of a parade, and they missed it. So, and that's how the parade got started. But it's growing bigger and better every year.
Virgil, it's much larger than that that original year. Certainly,
yeah,
how many people take part? And it starts at like 7 in the morning, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's 7. Right now it's a little dark, but these clouds are going to be gone. It's going to clear up for us, all us leprechauns, and we start at 7. And
how many people are generally speaking taking part these days?
Oh, it depends on the day of the week. Naturally, today it might be huge. We were pushing upwards to 1,000 there parade. I can't remember exactly which one, but 1,000 people. But it's, you know, we're not really organized. We got a bagpiper, and we got a guy that sings Danny Boy, and then all the people bring their pets, and it's just a regular a good time in the morning. All the restaurants are open to serve you and stuff like that, and the bars.
I was going to say, there. I have a feeling there is early morning drinking involved in this whole process.
Well, yeah, but we're very careful. You know, today, this day and age, you got to be careful. Everybody that comes here, if they're going to stay around till 2 in the afternoon for the feed, or 1 o'clock in the afternoon for the feed, you know, the food takes care, but we recommend that they have a designated driver.
Absolutely, yeah, because they'll be on a day of celebrating green. There'll be a lot of blue out tomorrow night in their patrol cars.
We take care of our people. We feed them and all that. Bill Coleman is the owner, and he takes care of them. He does a great job with. He has a feed that feeds them at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and
always a good idea.
A great feed.
Okay, Virgil, give me your opinion on this. What's the enduring charm of the Irish for Americans?
The enduring charm?
Yeah.
Well, I think they've been established in the Americas for many years, and hard workers and hard partiers, and they just kind of go with the flow. They've had rough times too. They forgot about the Irish presently, but the Irish has gone through a lot of turmoil helping develop this country too, so they deserve a day to be recognized.
Well, there's no question it's at least one day in this country.
Yeah, now, at least one. There's some that have months, and you wonder why the Irish aren't doing it. Well, they just sit back and watch the world go by and do what they can, you know.
You got to do a little jig every now and then. Now, Virgil, next year for St. Patrick's Day, I'm taking a bunch of KSRO listeners to Ireland to celebrate there. You want to come?
You bet.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. We got to get you signed up then.
If the doc lets me.
Sounds good. Well, I know it will be another festive day in Healdsburg tomorrow morning.
You want some times, don't you?
Pardon me?
I got some. The parade starts at 7.
Yes.
You know that, in Healdsburg, right there at the Ford dealership.
Sanderson Ford, right.
And the feed starts at 1. And he's got 300 pounds of meat he puts out, and when that's gone, the feed's over.
Okay.
So
that's going to be a day. It's always a day in Healdsburg, and a lot of celebration going on, and it sounds like a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. You should join us, Pat.
It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, the old fellow, Grady, he joined us a couple times.
I have a feeling nobody knew better how to celebrate St. Patrick's Day than Seamus O'Grady. There's no question about that.
Okay.
All right, Virgil, thanks for being with us, and happy St. Patty's Day to you.
Thanks for calling us.
Absolutely. That is Virgil Teague calling from the B&B Lounge. That's where the Healdsburg St. Patty's Day Parade originates tomorrow morning. Get there early. It starts at 7 a.m.